What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
First time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about, should you tell the narcissist you are leaving? Should you tell them that you are deciding to go? It's time for you to go. You done. You ready to pack your stuff up and dip out. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all know I got to mention my self-love journal, which is available on Amazon. Check it out. I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammack, helps you rebuild that self-love and identity before, during, or after a toxic relationship dynamic. So, back to the topic at hand, y'all. Here we have it. Should you tell the narcissist you're leaving? So let me go ahead and say this. I don't tell everybody to leave their relationship, y'all. I know people just see my channel and just like, Lee Hammack is the breakup specialist. He wants to break up families and blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. No, I'm not telling everybody to leave, y'all. I'm just saying, if you have came to the conclusion that it's time for you to go, then it's time for you to go. And should you tell them you are leaving? So this is my situation right here, y'all. It really depends. My thing is safety first. It's always safety first. If you are in a physically abusive relationship, when I mean physically abusive, I don't mean just hitting and kicking and punching or putting their hands around your throat. I'm talking about like even the threat of doing it. Like if they ball their fist up, if they hit a wall, if they throw something in your direction, if they break things and, you know, tear the whole house up. In situations like that, when y'all are arguing or you've tried to leave before, this is what I mean right here. Or even if you're in an emotionally abusive relationship and they've conveyed threats to you, like, you know, if you leave me, I'll hurt you. You know, if you try to leave me, I'll do this. You know, you can't never leave me, right? You know, we're together forever, right? Blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? If any of those situations are true for you, then I'm going to say, look, y'all, make a plan in order. It's like making an escape plan. Put a plan in order. Be as safe as you possibly can, and don't tell this person you plan on leaving them, because some people have that mindset of, if I can't have you, no one will. You know what I mean? If I can't have you, no one can. No one will in situations like that. You know what I mean? That's in the space that a lot of people, that's the space a lot of some narcissistic people's minds go to. You know, if I can't have you, no one will. And they mean it. And they absolutely mean it. If they joked about it before, they probably mean that, y'all. And sometimes narcissistic people, no matter how they've been treating you, cannot stand the fact or the thought of you leaving and being with somebody else, because that's where the mind goes first. You're going to be with someone else, because that's the only reason that you will be leaving me, is because you have someone else. That's the way a lot of narcissistic people's minds work, and they don't want you to be with anybody else, no matter how they're treating you. They'll do everything but treat you better, y'all. And sometimes when you threaten to leave them, or you actually leave them, or you try to move out while they are there, that's when you see some narcissistic people, toxic ass people, become family annihilators. Well, they will annihilate the whole family and then take themselves out. You see that happen all the time, y'all. It's just one of these things that the intimate partner violence or intimate partner crimes are super high, y'all. It's one of those things that are super high on the scale and whatnot. It's one of the things that happen way more times than it actually needs to happen, you know? So yeah, intimate partner violence is extremely high, y'all. And if you decide to tell them, you run the extreme risk of them becoming violent towards you. So a lot of times I'm going to tell people, like, should I tell them I'm leaving? I'm going to say the word no. I'm going to say, look, no. But I feel like I owe them a reason. I feel like I owe them something, this, that. Like, just because you're leaving them, like, so a lot of times people have kids and things that you are tied, that tie you together. this probably won't be the last communication that you have with this person, especially if there are things that you have to separate or divorce or kids and things and situations like that. This probably won't be the last time you communicate with this person, but you want to be as safe as possible when you're doing this. You know, you're not leaving them forever. If you have kids, you're not absconding with the kids to run away because they can probably try to get you for parental alienation if that's what their mind is going. You see what I'm saying? Everybody has different resources and things of that nature, because like if you're financially dependent upon the person that you're trying to leave, then it might be a little bit more difficult for you to leave. You might have to stockpile money, save money up and things like that. Get a online business where you sell things or work from home online or something like that. You know, there's different things you can do. Raise money to a GoFundMe to get enough money to leave. Because I saw a woman on TikTok very recently. Her partner was like literally cheating on her, and she was a stay-at-home mom, and he was cheating on her. He's like, you got to deal with it. You know, he was super abusive towards her, so she couldn't leave. Like, he was financially abusing her, physically, mentally, emotionally, all kinds of abuse towards her and cheating on her. He said, you got to deal with it. There's nothing you can do. I'm in control of the money. I got all the resources, this, that. You know what I mean? So in that situation right there, she took off on TikTok. They had a little private GoFundMe for her. Got her enough money to move away. And then she got her own spot. She's working now. She's doing good. Like, she made a plan. She didn't tell him. But when
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But he found out that she had left. He started blowing her phone up. Come home, please, baby, please. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'll do this. And she's not going back there, y'all. She's gone. Because if you leave and you go back, if you decide to leave, and you don't tell them that you're leaving, and then you go back to them, you're putting your life at risk. I'm just being realistic. If you felt your life was at risk before you left, then your life is going to be at more risk if you go back, because they won't let you leave again. They'll always, in the back of their mind, they're always going to be thinking that you're going to leave them again. So they're going to always be prepared for it. They're going to set it up. They're going to try to make it harder for you to leave again the next time. So you have to be very, very careful if you decide to go back to this person. You know, again, I'm not saying like, y'all, please believe me when I tell y'all this. I'm not trying to, tell y'all to leave y'all's family and whatnot, leave your partner. I'm just saying you have to be as safe as possible. And sometimes, like, when my wife left me, she didn't tell me that she was leaving. I came home and she was gone. Not because I'm physically abusive or anything like that, but because I'm a talker. I can talk, y'all. If you're afraid of this person, like, you don't have to be afraid for your life to not tell them. Sometimes you shouldn't tell them, because they can talk their way out of it. I'm a talker. I'm very, very manipulative with my words. I know how to talk to people to get what I want from them, you know? So she knows that. So to protect herself, she left. And she didn't, like I said, she told me when she left and got where she was going, she told me where she was. We set up a parenting schedule, a parenting plan and stuff like that. And that's how we had to communicate for a while. You know, we didn't talk to her outside about the kids. And y'all don't take me as an example, a good example of that, because most people are not going to be cooperative with you like I was with my wife. I was super cooperative with her because I had already been in therapy, you know, but most people are not going to be cooperative with you. They're going to try to make your life harder, you know, because you leave them. They're going to take you leaving them as a sign of ultimate rejection, and they're going to try to punish you for that rejection. They're going to try to punish you for that right there, y'all. They just will. That's one of those things that they are just going to try to do. They're going to try to make you pay for rejecting them and whatnot, for breaking the family. They're going to try to make you feel bad. So be as careful as you possibly can, y'all, especially if there's a history of physical violence in the relationship, y'all. You don't have to tell them that you're leaving. You just have to be careful as possible. And sometimes you don't even have to tell them where you're going, you know. You don't have to tell them where you're going. Like I said, the kids and situation right there, that it makes it choppy. So I'm always refer y'all to talk to an attorney, a free one if you have to, a free attorney to say, hey, what are my rights here with the kids? Do I have to, if I leave, do I have to tell him where I'm moving to? I have to tell her where I'm moving to, you know, because we have kids, you know, because sometimes you got to get restraining orders. There's so many different things that kind of go on in these relationships. There's so many different moving pieces that go on in these relationship dynamics in these spaces and whatnot. You know what I mean? So you have to protect your peace. You have to protect yourself. That's one. That's the thing that you need to do. You have to do it, because if you don't, your life is going to end. Your life is going to be ruined and whatnot. You're going to run on top of you. But should you, in certain situations, should you tell them that you're leaving? Yeah, if you feel like you can have an amicable breakup with your narcissistic person, and this is a rarity, y'all. If you feel like you can have an amicable breakup with your narcissistic person, then maybe you can tell them. I don't, like I said, everybody's situation is going to be very uniquely different. I had one of my friends in real life left her partner, and she told him, she's like, hey, she had already signed the lease and everything, and she moved out, and she told him, and of course he reacted viscerally. He had a horrible reaction, threatening to take the money, keep her from the, yeah, I'm just telling you, he didn't put his hands on her because he's not a violent person, but you know, he was very emotionally abusive and threatening when she tried to leave. So even in situations like that, you know, she told him, but like, you have to be very, very careful, y'all. I will say that you probably know your narcissistic person better than I do, but be very careful, y'all. It's a case by case basis on whether or not you should tell that person that you're leaving them. You, like I said, I'm not telling you to abscond with the kids. This is not me telling you to run away and hide. Like, sometimes y'all, you might need to, situationally dependent, but talk to an attorney first before you run away and hide, because sometimes if you run and hide with the kids and they find you, they might be able to claim parental alienation, and they might get full custody of your kids, and you have visitation with your kids, which they are going to make difficult, you know, which they are going to try to make difficult. It's the time when you want to cut them off, when you want to be done with them. That's when they'll try their hardest to get you back. They'll promise to change. They'll go to therapy. They'll do this. They'll pop up at your house or your place of work to beg you to come home, to beg you back. They'll send flowers and things like that to try to get you to come home. They might change to get you to come home, but then they go back to who they were because you came home. You know, just be very careful, y'all. Be very, very wary, because narcissistic people, we are out to benefit ourselves. You know, first and foremost, how do I benefit me? You know. So be as careful, be as safe as you possibly can, y'all. Check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. I Love Me by Lee Hammack. If y'all already have the journal, thank you so much. Can you please, 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 if it's in your heart and soul, leave me a good review on there. Please, please, please. Please, please, please. Please. Please and thank you so much, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love Journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, looking to join in the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.